This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Thursday, which means our dear friend Mark Lupo is joining us. Hey, Loopy, are you there?
Loopy Lubis here. And Rob, Loopy, I have to say, you are just killing it again this whole week. 2 weeks, I should say, of Royals coverage. You are.
Do you think I've overdone it, Mark, saying, shut up, stop talking about me?
No, I think... I was telling my friends, you're the only royal source I trust. Like, you know them inside and out.
I do know them well. I really do. And the reason, it's not easy, but the reason I'm good at this is there's a lot of people that work at the palace. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of people to gossip.
Yes.
And a lot of them I went to school with. Like, I grew up in Britain. So if you get a job in the palace, it's a job for life. It's like getting a job, I guess, in an amazing institution in New York that's never going to close. So if you work for the president, you've only got 4, maybe 8 years. The queen, it's a job for life. So guys I know who started in the palace as like butlers are now pretty senior. And you know, I never throw anybody away. Like,
no.
I never fall out. I never do that. No. So I've got amazing sources, and there's a lot of them, and they gossip, Mark. Jennifer Aniston's really hard to report on because she doesn't have a big staff.
Yes.
It's basically her, that dog of hers, and her assistant. Like, but nobody will talk about that. The Queen, it's easier to get gossip on the Queen of England. The hard thing, Mark, I've got to admit, though, was getting the tone right. You can't gossip on someone that's just passed, but you can tell stories, you can reminisce.
Yes.
So I was trying to do that, and I think I did a good job of it.
You did, and you dressed really, really nicely.
You
looked really handsome.
Put a tie on?
The tie, the dark suit. You were serious, but you were kind of friendly and open. It was great. It was perfect.
Are you still interested, or where are you on this? Some of my friends are like, oh, it's enough. And then some of my friends are like, I just can't get enough.
Yeah, I'm moving on now to back to Meghan and Harry. I want
to
hear more
Meghan
about them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's good you say that, because she's our lead story today. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Thank you, Mark, darling. So, Meghan Markle asked for a one-on-one meeting with King Charles while she was in the UK. So a senior royal reporter, I wish I had broken this story, I didn't. His name is Neil Sean. He is fantastic. He's reporting that Meghan had the chutzpah to request a meeting with King Charles via formal letter. That's right. She sent him a letter. So they are back in California. I don't think the meeting happened. But while she was in the UK, she sent him a formal letter to his people asking that they have a sit down and they have a chat and they figure out what's going to go on. Mm-hmm. Charles was a little busy because he was becoming the king and burying his mom.
Yeah.
So it didn't happen. But people are saying this is who Meghan is. And like her or not, like her or hate her, this is who she is. She wanted to use this opportunity to clear the air, to figure out what was right and wrong in the past. The Brits never talk about stuff like this. They never talk about their feelings.
No.
They just keep going forward. Meghan wanted to address everything and have almost like a therapy session, which would have made him really uncomfortable. Think of people you know in their 70s. They're probably not that into therapy, particularly if they're British. So our generation, Marco, we love a therapy session.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it. Every time I feel a bit blue, I call my therapist. And so, like, I've got a therapist on dial.
Yes.
Meghan too, I guess, but she's her own therapist is what I'm gathering here. Charles, not so much. What do you think about all this? I think it's just delicious.
You're so funny. I do think this is a do or die moment for Meghan and Harry.
Mm.
I think that she recognizes that if she does not get ahead of this now, that there's a chance I'll be iced out completely.
Mm.
And so I respect her, I don't know, ambition, and I respect her kind of forwardness. But I do agree, Rob, there's been, they don't talk about their feelings in the
they
same
don't
way
talk about their feelings.
We do. We love talking about our feelings here on the Not Even Nice Show.
Yes,
but
yes.
I can see this going one of two ways. Either he just does not respond, or maybe he's open and thinks, like, perhaps we should fix something.
I hope he's open. I do hope he's open. Now, as the only person on this show who has had a sit down one-on-one with Meghan Markle.
Yes.
What was that like, Mark? Remind people what I'm talking about.
Yes. So when I was working at Wendy Williams, she came on, Meghan Markle came to our office to do a meet and greet. This is before she was involved with Harry, so we didn't really know her that well. She was on Suits, but she was kind of unknown.
What's a meet and greet?
Yeah, meet and greet is like when you're trying to get yourself on a TV show and you want to meet the staff and the production and the producers.
Got it. So she can't get on the show, so you're going to turn up and beg.
Right, so she was begging for she was literally begging for a spot. We'd never heard of her. She was really beautiful, lovely, but who is this woman? She won't do anything for our show because no one recognizes her.
Hmm.
And I will say, funny enough, she sent me a handwritten thank you note.
No.
Beautifully written, handwritten thank you. And I save everything. I save all the, you
tell
know,
me you've got it.
It's in the trash. I threw it out. I don't know what my problem was.
Because you didn't care. Because you, at that
care.
Point, like, you were like, this is never going to happen.
Yeah.
She's never going to get on the show. She's not marrying George Clooney. You're like, I do not care about this. So you threw the note out.
I trashed it. Yes.
Mark, you could have it framed right now. How long did you spend with her in this meet and greet?
At least an hour. She stayed and stayed and stayed. Talked. She loved it. And she took an Uber home. Like, she was very regular. Like, very, very regular. But beautiful. And she had a great energy. But... she was.
How long does a normal meet and greet last with Mark Lupo?
15 minutes at most.
What about if you had a crush on the meet and greet, if it was a cute guy? Oh.
Well, then, like, there's like cocktails involved, and perhaps an overnight stay at my house.
Just to test them out to make sure they're perfect for
exactly,
the show.
Exactly.
Just to really be a thorough researcher here. It's all for the job, Mark, let's be clear.
Sure.
So, Meghan Markle wanted a meet and greet with Prince Charles after having a meet and greet with our very own Mark Lupo. Mark, you turned down the Duchess of Sussex. Did you have any idea?
It's so bad. So we told her to her face. We're like, we're not sure we can have you as a guest, but maybe we can have you as a fashion expert. And she was like, no, I really want to be a guest. I felt bad, but that's...
I like the ambition, though. I like the ambition. This tells you who she is. And I say this with respect. It's going to annoy some people.
Yeah.
She wanted to get on the Wendy show. She wanted to get on television shows. So she figured out a way to phone up the show, to turn up. Was she unannounced, or did you know she was coming?
No, we knew she was coming, but the funny thing is Wendy had no idea. And then we filled her in later on, and Wendy talked about it on the show. She was like, yeah, Meghan came and applied for a job at our show.
She did.
Oh, God.
She did. I love it. This brings us to our poll question of the day. So Meghan Markle asked Prince Charles, who now I've got to stop calling. I've got to call him King Charles.
King.
It's tricky, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Meghan Markle asked King Charles III for a one-on-one meeting. Oh, what do you think? Was this a good idea or a bad idea? I normally say meetings, talking it through is always good. And I've done this at jobs that I've been frustrated at, or even people that have been friends, people I've dated. It's always better to talk it through if they're willing to listen. If they're not willing to listen, it's a waste of your time. And I'm just not sure Charles was in that place over the few days they were in the UK. So what do you think? Is it a good idea or a bad idea? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Loopy, what are you working on?
This is a very, very, very messy story involving Adam Levine. Okay, Rob, so Adam Levine once admitted to cheating and said monogamy is not natural. So this happened all before he met and married his wife, Bahati. So back in 2009, Levine told Cosmo magazine, he said, quote, "Instinctively, monogamy is not in our genetic makeup. People cheat. I've cheated. And you know what? There is nothing worse than the feeling of doing it." Then he echoed those same feelings of remorse on Tuesday after he admitted that he crossed the line by flirting with Instagram model Sumner Stroh. He said in a statement on Instagram, he said, "I used poor judgment in speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious manner. I did not have an affair, but nevertheless, I crossed the line during a regrettable period of my life." So now it's getting even more messy. He's being accused of sending more flirtatious Instagram messages to two other models.
Well, as of this morning when we're taping our show, there are five now. Five ladies have come forward. He's not cancelling the show in Vegas. He's going to go ahead with that. I spoke to some sources. So Adam on The Voice shared some staff that used to work with me on a TV show. And they told me that Adam was the most difficult of all the people on the show. Isn't that interesting? They said he was the one that spent the longest in hair and makeup. He was the not really that nice to people. He definitely had an attitude. And they said, in a sort of cruel but gleeful way, they're sort of happy that Adam's under a little bit of pressure, because they said he just was not that nice a guy. They didn't know about him and girls, but they did know that every time a pretty girl, an intern or somebody was on the set, Adam did notice. But a lot of guys do that too. Five people have now come forward. My favourite quote, though, is I think it's from People magazine, who said he just loved the attention more than anybody else. Like, you know, some people, we all love attention, we all like to flirt, but they said if you're pretty and you gave Adam a compliment or you gave him any attention, he was like in. He just couldn't help himself. He just needs constant attention. People constantly adoring him. At the moment, his wife, Bahati, is sticking with them. We saw photographs of them out. But that was after the first one. After five.
You know what, Rob? I have the same story, or a similar story to you. I know someone who's on The Voice. And he said that Adam humiliated contestants. Like, when they were taping without an audience, he would act in the worst of ways. And so I was kind of waiting for this moment, too. I don't want to see anyone suffer, but I just know there's been so many rumblings of him being a not nice man. And I think what's most shocking about the story to me is that he did this so recklessly on Instagram.
Why would he do this? He's a superstar. And I think the way that I'm tying the two stories together, because not being a nice person on The Voice and doing things behind your wife's back don't seem related, but where they are related is the sheer arrogance. He just thinks the rules don't apply to him, and he doesn't treat people well. And if you're not treating people well that you work with, you're probably not treating people well that you live with. And so I think that's the connection I'm trying to make here. I had heard rumblings, more than rumblings, I had eyewitnesses who told me Adam was just not a good guy. And I was devastated, because I think he's so cute. I mean, he's such a handsome devil. And he comes, and that bromance he had with Blake, I spooned it up, Mark. I ate it up. I loved it. None of it's true.
Remember when he his awkward exit from the Voice, when he had he had a major meltdown with the studio network? I mean, those these are all signs pointing to what was
They're all signs. They're all signs about this. This is not over yet. If you're going to do this with five people, allegedly, there's going to be more and more and more. It's the sheer arrogance, isn't it? I can get away with anything because I'm Adam Levine. I can say anything. I can treat people badly because I'm Adam Levine.
I mean, I'm waiting for my message from Adam Levine.
Oh, honey, you're so cute, Mark. You're so cute. Can you imagine? You'd throw it away. No, you wouldn't. Would you throw it away like your Meghan Markle card if you had a card from Adam Levine?
I would keep it and I would invite him over and he could stay whenever he wanted. He was in New York. He had an open invitation to my house.
Look at this. And this is the problem with your dating life. We've just talked about what an awful guy he is. And then in the next breath, coming over to my house.
But you know, Mark, I like the toxic men. This is my problem.
We've got to get you off these toxic men. Moving along, this is a good man for you. John Hamm is finally addressing the rumours that he doesn't wear underwear. So John Hamm is clearing up the long, long time rumours that when he was starring in Mad Men, he didn't wear underwear. So he's playing a guy in the 60s. On Madison Avenue, and the suits are really, really tight. Mm-hmm. And so at the time, the story was that John was told to put on underwear because when he went commando, you saw too much. We could see everything, and it was a lot to see. We've seen photographs. So he didn't want to talk about it ever at the time he's been asked about it, and he got sort of a little annoyed about it, saying, it's called your privates for a reason. It is private. But Howard Stern brought up the rumour, and you can't say no to Howard. Yeah. And he laughed about it, but he did say, I have worn underwear every single day of my life, Howard. First of all, who doesn't wear underwear? I wear underwear. I love a comfy boxer brief. Thank you very much. He likes something cotton, something breathable. And come on, man, who doesn't? I believe you, John. I believe you wear briefs, boxer briefs. I would suggest something a little bit more tight and form-fitting so we don't get an eyeful. What do you think?
I mean, I want the Eiffel, I will say. I was at an event 2 months ago in June. He had a podcast at the Tribeca Film Festival, and I was sitting about 15 feet away from him. His legs were spread open at this panel. Rob, I could not. It was just so massive. And he's a big man.
He's a big guy.
He's a big presence. So I think,
I think he shows it off too. He knows it. Yeah, when you're sitting with your legs wide open and no underwear on, you know what you're doing, particularly for all these rumors. A friend of mine was the head of PR for AMC who ran Mad Men. So I went to all their fancy parties, including a little dinner they had at Club 21. And I sort of sat next to John. And I was just like, eye contact, your eyes start to slip down and he's standing there and I'm like, don't look. I did have a little peek.
Yeah, of course. It's hard not to.
I think he likes it. I do think he likes it. John Hamm, if you're listening, hello. Hey, Mark, what's going on with Kristen Bell? It's quite a saucy show today. What's she up to?
It is. So Kristen Bell's husband, Dax Shepard, was featured on an Instagram account called Dilfs of Disneyland.
Oh!
Yeah, after he visited the theme park with his family. So, of course, his wife, Kristen Bell, decided to share the not so safe for work upload to her story. Now, in the original post, Rob, from Dilfs of Disneyland, that's the Instagram handle.
It's an Instagram. I've spent some time on it. It's pretty good.
This is so funny. So the caption read, at Dax Shepard, spotted being a Dilf, hard eye emoji, hashtag Dax is a Dilf. And then he showed a picture of him walking around in Disneyland with his daughter. But then his wife reposted the story and said, he made it. Congrats. You are the ultimate DILF.
And there's nothing sexier than a man looking after his kids, being a great dad. I love it. The Instagram account is wild. So for those who don't know, DILF is dads, I'd like to you know what.
Yeah.
MILFs is moms, I'd like to you know what.
Uh-huh.
And this Instagram page is full of cute guys at Disneyland. Knock yourselves out. Hey, so we'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schroeder with our dear friend Mark Lupo. Hey, Loopy, let's get to the polls. Da-da-da! So, we talked about Adam Levine cheating on his wife with a model, is what she claims. So a model yesterday came forward. This was before today. We knew about all five of them. This was the initial lady that came forward and said that Adam had cheated on his wife with her. Do you believe her? 95% said yes. They believe her. Adam's the other 5%. Just hitting no. Refreshing no. I believe her. And now I really believe her because there's a pattern. At first, I'm like, I was a bit unsure because she has one of those pages that are paid for fans only. So at first, I was like, oh, that's a bit desperate. And then when I saw her job was an influencer, I was like, oh, that's a bit suspicious. But now I'm fully in. Where are you, Mark? Do you believe her?
Oh, I'm fully in, but now I'm waiting for like the visual. Like, is there a tape? Yeah. Is there pictures?
There always is, Mark. Uh-huh. Honestly, there's going to be more to this. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page, at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Oh, this is a really cute one. Prince George and Princess Charlotte. So they're officially using their new last names. So Prince George and Princess Charlotte, they were referred to by their new last names. Now they're called the Prince George of Wales and Princess Charlotte of Wales, as is the case with their younger sibling, Prince Louis.
So they used to be Cambridge and Windsor's, and now they're Wales. I like it.
I like it too.
I think it's a lovely name. I can imagine Mark Lupo, Loopy Lou of Wales.
I like that. I would also, Lupo in Italian means a wolf. So maybe be like Mark Wolf of Wales.
Mark Wolf of Wales?
Because they had a dog named Lupo. So it's like, we got to change it up a little bit.
Yeah, they did have a dog called Lupo. You're like my puppy. Hey, I have such a puppy face. Don't be fooled. He's a wolf. Okay. No puppy bites. Let's do our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Lance Bass. Oh, I should say no more. I could just end on Lance Bass. I don't have to tell you the story. So Lance Bass is once again talking about Britney Spears. He's not seen her in years. He doesn't know her anymore. But he's still talking about her. So Rolling Stone were talking to Lance Bass. Rolling Stone. And they didn't want to know about Lance's music or anything about Lance, but they did want to know about Britney Spears. And they asked him, do you think she'll ever record again? And he said, maybe, sort of, yes, no, maybe. Elton John has a song, blah. He didn't really say anything, but he wanted to talk about Britney. Lance, it's enough. It's not a good look for you, Lance. Like, you've become like the Britney whisperer, but you don't know her anymore.
He hasn't seen her in 20 years.
20 years. It's like me talking about J-Lo, which I do every day, I must admit. I'm the Lance Basses of the J-Los.
It's funny, though, because we asked him on the show, Rob, multiple times, Lance, please stop. We've asked him to find something else to talk about,
Lance,
but he won't do it.
I know he listens, because I asked him to come on once as a guest, and his PR people said, absolutely not.
Rude.
So Lance Bass is the naughtiest of the day. Hello. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You got a Rob. So Jane Fonda has been in the news recently. So I was reading stuff about Jane and she said this quote and I love it. I think it's something we can all take to heart. Quote, it's never too late. It's never too late to start over. And it's never too late, this is the key, to be happy. Aww. If you're not happy, it's not too late to change that. If you wake up in the morning and you're not happy, fix it. Change it. Mm-hmm. It sounds easier than it is, but don't make it harder than it needs to be. It needs to start with you deciding, I deserve to be happy. Yes. And it's never too late to make that happen. Hopefully we bring you a little happiness for 15, 20 minutes a day. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark show. Our wolf, look at that. We learn something new every day. A production of iHeartRadio. You still like Adam Levine after all this, Mark?
I don't know. I have to think about it.
Mark.
All right. I do.
No, the answer's no, Mark.
No, wait. I don't.
This is the trouble. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeart app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review or even a comment about whether or not Mark should like Adam Levine. We did 5 minutes on what an awful person he is. And then you said, coming over to my apartment. And there you go. And all together now, remember, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Nice.
Doris is going to be very upset with you, Mom. Hip, hip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.